Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Engineered Entrepreneur Show. I am your host, Sarah Sheikh. I'm an engineer turned multi-six-figure fashion designer and a business growth strategist. I have a master's degree in cybersecurity engineering and 25 years of corporate experience and a wife and a mother of three wonderful children. This is your show to learn from me and other inspiring entrepreneurs the how-tos of brand visibility, business growth, funnel and website design so you can put your purpose into action. So if you are ready to uplevel your business strategy and your income to live your best life while making impact on the world, this is the show for you. I'm thrilled to have you here. So let's get rocking. Hello, 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 everyone. Happy Wednesday. I am super excited for the guest I have today. I have the one and only Kairi Var. She's going to be joining us in a minute. She has been our master coach for a couple of years. She's an amazing person when it comes to mindset, productivity, and she has something called time bending. I'm sure you all are eager to hear about that, so I'm really excited. So Kairi has been an amazing person when it comes to really helping you get rid of your head shit, right? This mindset crap, the imposter syndrome, getting behind with what you need to do for your business. And she's got amazing, amazing six and seven figure, clients. So she's going to be sharing some of her tips and tricks with us today. There she is. Hey, Kairi.
Hey, girl. How are you?
I'm doing good. Awesome having you. I'm so excited.
So am I.
Awesome. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Kairi, let's kick this off. Tell us a little bit about you. I know my audience is eager to hear about you. Yes. So tell us a little bit about you and let's get it started.
All right. So my name is Kairi Var, and I know Sarah from an amazing business incubator that we're in together. And really, my background is the reason why I do the type of work that I do right now, because what I do is help entrepreneurs scale to six, seven, eight figures, right? And in a way that feels aligned with them. And one of my core, I guess, expertise is mindset and productivity. I love that stuff. And that really comes from my background. So my background is in consulting, project management consulting. So for approximately 10 years, I helped very big organizations create and manage very big projects up to $6 billion in scope. And it was the whole idea of, this is where we want to go. How do we get there given the time, the staff, the resources that we have, and still do it successfully? So that's part of it. And then the other side of my background is, of course, martial arts. It's like, if I were to marry Jackie Chan when I was a kid, or Bruce Lee, I would have been very happy. Like, those were my superheroes. My brothers were into Superman and Batman and all of that. I was like, no, Kung Fu. So that is my other background. And it's almost like I'm marrying now the two, the business and the life stuff and the mindset piece that you get from martial arts or anything like that, and bringing that into business for people to see amazing results.
Yeah, and there's a lot of discipline in martial arts. So when you take that and kind of marry it with the project management,
amazing.
That's the mindset and productivity queen right there.
Yeah.
So that's exactly. Wonderful.
That's and you wonderful. Start to realize that, because I love the whole concept of productivity. You know, you have this, I was always very intrigued why everyone has 24 hours, but some people seem to do so much within 24 hours and other people have like, they barely get anything done. So I was always fascinated by that. But it's funny how, maybe because of martial arts, you realize that a lot of the stuff that people learn is so tactical, but it's not real solutions. Like, you get them, but you can't really implement them with success, because at the end of the day, productivity is very much an inside game.
Yeah. And productivity and mindset, it doesn't matter how much tactical stuff you know, if you don't have the right mindset, you can't implement it properly, and then you're not going to be efficient with it either.
Exactly.
Definitely go together. So, what got you to start a business to begin with? Even before you started with Unstoppable Entrepreneur, you had your own business. So, what encouraged you, or what, prompted you to start your own business?
So it's funny, I've always have been very entrepreneurial. Even my first job was not working at McDonald's or anything like that. I was a Mary Kay consultant. I was like, I want my own business. I was, I think, what, 16, 17. I was pretty young. And that was like my first thing. When I was even younger, my grandmother, she used to, so in Senegal, like she used to do a lot of, tailoring and clothing and things like that, right? So I was very much in the entrepreneurial world. And so that was always in the back of my mind. That's one of the reasons why I went into consulting too, for the whole idea. I'm seeing Audrey here. I'm like so happy right now. Hey, everyone.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Peace.
So one of the reasons too why I went into consulting was because of that entrepreneur person that was at the very and like inside my heart. So I always knew that I was going to do it. I just got to a point after 10 years of doing, no matter how big the projects get, you get to a point where you can't really go further, whether it's moving up the ladder in corporate or just seeing something new. So I just got to a point where I was like, I think it's time for me to do something else. And that was 2 or 3 months before COVID. It was a few months before COVID. Oh, actually, it was the year right before COVID. Yeah.
That is amazing. Definitely, with the corporate world, not only do you have that ceiling, you can only go up so much, you don't have that flexibility either. We are really completely sacrificing, the time flexibility, even in the things that we want to do.
Yeah.
There's flexibility. And then your income and your grade level is capped. You're capped at a certain point. So why you want to be prison to that? So, I mean,
Yeah.
that's awesome. Good for you, and you did it right at the right time, right before COVID.
Yeah.
So it is great. How did COVID affect you as far as your business? I know you guys have done extremely well, but I want everybody to hear it.
It was COVID changed our lives. Well, in some instances, it made some things more difficult. But when it comes to career and business and, revenue and all of that, it definitely has created the best successes. And that is because we were at the right place, I guess, at the right time. But also, we chose not to back off when everyone was scared. So for us, we went COVID, that 1 year made us go from low, like, couple millions to multiple eight within a matter of a year. And we created a lot of millionaires too in that 1 year, that first year of COVID, because people were just so focused. And we were all about stay focused. And we did a lot of mindset training. We did a lot of strategy and leadership to help people see the results. So no matter what's happening around you, there's always ways to see the results that you're looking for if you stay extremely focused.
And you're right, we were in the right place at the right time because Kelly really prepared us.
Yeah.
We were all wondering what the heck she was talking about when she was talking about get ready for, recession, and she really prepared us. So it did not really, deter us from what we're doing. Actually, a lot
Exactly.
did extremely well. So just being around people like that, you just can't help but rise above, and just stay focused, keep pushing forward. Not everybody was super successful, but most of us either started something new, we learned so much, and we did well in our business. Maybe this could be affected, but another business flourished, right? So I think you just have to have that mindset.
Yeah, a lot of people pivoted because that's what was necessary. And we did talk a lot about, in some cases, your business currently the way it is not going to survive COVID. Now is the time to COVID to COVID. Now is the time to pivot and set yourself up for success. So we did have to guide some people to make sure that they do that. The people who succeeded are the people who knew what they wanted to move like in the future, and they stayed consistent no matter what was happening around us. And that is where, when people ask me about productivity, et cetera, I always tell people the place where people lose a lot of productivity is not because you're surfing on Facebook or you're, you know, reading the newspaper when you're supposed to be working. It's all of the emotional up and downs that you go through because of things that are happening around you. A client says something, your spouse says something, your child behaves in a certain way, and then you internalize all of those emotions up and down. That's where a lot of people lose their productivity. So even as COVID was happening, some people were able to stay focused and stay, you know, create that emotional stability to see things through. And a lot of people just panicked. And when you panic, you can't think straight and you can't act in a way that is very, that's performing. You know what I mean? So that is the really key thing. It's the emotional piece that gets people to the results or that trips them down.
Right. Or staying in that negative emotion, negative energy for too long.
Exactly.
Out of the game. Actually, I'm such a great example of, you know, being affected with, you know, by COVID. I do have a clothing brand, as you know, and it's multi six figure, but it was completely shut down.
Yeah.
Completely shut down. And had I not been prepared, I think I would just sat in the corner being crying because I was completely shut down. Online sales were zero. Our physical location was shut down. But because I was so mentally prepared, I just pivoted immediately. I said, okay, I know what I did to start and grow my business. Let me help everybody else out there who's either, you know, in a physical location who you know, down or who's been doing, you know, person-to-person business. I said, let me help them come to the digital space. And I completely pivoted into coaching. And that's how I started with my coaching business.
Exactly.
My business did not exist pre-COVID.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what we saw. A lot of people who managed to see things through, that's kind of what they had to do. And you're always going to have to pivot when things come up. So, yeah.
Being prepared mentally, that's what it does. That's what it is for you. Amazing. Do you want to give us your secret about time bending?
Yeah. Yesterday I was doing a podcast interview and she asked me, so what is the secret of time bending? And I was like, so it's become a thing.
It's a carry thing.
Yeah, it's become a thing. I started that word. For anyone who's ever watched the Avatar, The Last Airbender, that's how I coined time bender because they had the earth bender, the air bender, the water bender, the fire bender. And I was like, ooh, I want to be like the time bender, right? And that is where it comes from. And the whole concept of time bending is how do you get to your results faster than you could ever think possible? Because when I look at and I'm just taking myself as an example, just my evolution has been so exponential, and it always is because of, and I'm realizing now it's because of specific things that I guess I do, and I'm seeing it in other people who are very successful too, right? And one of the key things is when it comes to how you view your time, a lot of people see time as this thing that's a very vague concept that you can't really grasp. It doesn't really have walls. It doesn't, you know what I mean? It's not a room that you can get into. It's like this concept that's out there and you're constantly running after it. And it's flipping that in your mind to see time completely differently. What I discovered from, and this was from Kung Fu. So when a few years ago, I was preparing for, that was gonna be my biggest exam. I was gonna be the first woman to reach the level that I reached in 32 years, right? So I was preparing for that. But all of my trainers and all of my big brothers who were more advanced than me, they were all men. They were all bigger. They were taller. They were stronger than me. So there's things that they were training me on that would not benefit me to do the things that I need to do. Like I couldn't spar with them based on strength or my height or anything like that. So I had to develop a different way. And how I got in the habit of training for myself was reducing the skills that I wanted to train on in very short sprints. So for a period of time, I would focus on one or two skills and go really hard over and over and over and over and over and over and over again until it became second nature. Then I would add another layer to it. That's how I started. That's how I practiced. And that's how I became much better in Kung Fu. And so I started doing that in other things. And when you think about time as just a smaller container, let's say the next 90 days, that's how I was doing it, 90 days. You focus on just the next 90 days on working on maybe one project or two projects max, or a couple of different skills, and everything else you say no to, everything else goes on a list. You're not doing it right now. You're going to do it in 90 days. But you're just focused on a couple of things. Within 1 year, you end up doing so much more than everyone who had the same goals, but they gave themselves a year to do it. So instead of giving yourself a year to accomplish 10 different things, you do give yourself 90 days to accomplish 2 to 3, another 90 days to accomplish 2 to 3. You do that a few times during the year. By the end of the year, you're so much further.
You'd be an expert.
Oh, so yes. And some of them can be tactical things that you need to do. Some of them for me were more mindset stuff, like getting comfortable with being on camera like this. I was terrified 2 years ago, right? And so one of my 90 days was, I'm going to master this freaking thing. I'm going to be on camera and I'm going to figure out a way to do it within the 90 days. And that's how you make stuff happen. And I call that bending time, because you do it much faster than if you gave yourself a year to become good at something.
Exactly. When you become proficient in anything, it takes you a lot less time than a surface level, you know, knowledge.
Yeah.
So I totally agree with you, and it makes sense. You become proficient, expert in one thing. That way, the time it takes you is probably 1/3 of the time it would take you otherwise.
Yeah. And also, you become much better at it faster if you bring the timeline much closer. If you give yourself 90 days only to master something, you are going to get to a much higher level much faster than if you gave yourself a lot of time to get there while you're doing a lot of different other things. There's just so much that we can integrate at any given time. So if your focus is going, if your energy is like this, right? And you're spreading your focus into 5 different things, each thing is getting a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
If you're focusing for 90 days on 2 things, they're getting much more of you and much higher chances of you seeing things through. That's why I'm bending.
That definitely makes sense. And for everybody listening, Kyrie put me on a 90-day visibility challenge.
Yes.
If you wonder why you see me more often these days, it's because of this lady.
I'm so proud of you. It's going to change things. And then the next 90 days after that, you already mastered this piece. Then you add a layer and you become so good at doing all sorts of things really fast.
Yeah, you shifted the way I think, because I was all about getting everything done, the back end done, the everything, perfecting everything and not being as visible. And you really put it in perspective. Like, if people don't know that I even exist out there, everything else that I'm doing does not mean anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, dang, she got me. So yes, and I'm taking it to heart. And this does not mean you got to stop your business completely. It's just focus, right? Take one or two things, focus, master those two, and then move on to the next thing.
Exactly.
And it makes sense, because I did a surface level learning for a while where I'm good at so many different things, but there is no depth.
Yes, that's what that's what a lot of people do. And it changes. When I decided, okay, I want to be really good at selling, I don't feel comfortable, I never liked sales, I gave myself 90 days to master getting someone on the phone and closing them at once. I probably did like hundreds of calls within 3 months, but I was like, I don't care. 99% of them sucked. But now when you think leaderboard, who's towards the top, my name is typically always there, because I did that before, and that was 2 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. So whatever you feel like you suck at right now, or you're not good at it, you don't feel comfortable doing it, give yourself sprints. I call it sprinting to success. I call it time bending. You will get to your goals so much faster. Your productivity is going to skyrocket if you're able to focus just on a couple of things versus all the things.
That's amazing. I think we should have another interview on how to master your sales conversation.
Yeah, we can do that.
That'll be an interesting conversation, because a lot of people get tripped when it comes to sales conversation. Either they're scared or they're afraid. I did sales even when I was in college, so I'm not afraid. I actually enjoy it. For me, it's like an opportunity to have a conversation with people. Yeah. I don't, it's like, oh, I have to close the sale. Now go and listen to people, see where they are. What are they being challenged with, and just have that conversation. Just take it in as a conversation and just serve them as much as you can. But good for, you know, our audience to hear that, because definitely the practice makes sense, but having the right type of conversation or asking the right type of question would definitely help as well, you know, starting off that conversation and creating that connection. So I think so we're going to set up another time to meet.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. So with your productivity, I know you said that martial art had something to do with it, and then project management jobs that you had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Was it after you were working in your profession that you became really good at productivity, or were you even at a young age, you were super disciplined and you were productive?
So I was extremely introverted. So I didn't spend a lot of my energy out in the world anyway. It was a lot of introspection until I was in high school, college. So, but I was always intrigued, and that's why I studied project management too. And I was very intrigued in terms of how do people get to reach certain levels. I was seeing people becoming, I told you, I was a fan of people like Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan from when I was a kid. And so I was always like, how do they reach those levels? And when you study martial arts and you watch martial arts movies, it's always about the discipline, the high performance, and all that type of stuff. So I knew I loved that. Going into project management, though, it gave me the tools to bring that to the day-to-day. So even if we were doing it for corporations, the same thing applies when you're planning your birthday or you're planning a baby shower or things like that. It's exactly the same process. So that just gave me the tools and the words, I guess, to put on the different concepts to explain to people how do you go from a goal to that you see over there and take yourself from here to reach that goal. The thing, though, that I noticed that it was not giving me, that even my master's in project management did not give me, is that I kept asking myself, but how come sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't? Mm-hmm. Why is it that sometimes the same tool will work and sometimes it doesn't? And the rest has all to do about what's happening inside mm-hmm. and what's happening in here, right? It's all of the emotions, the stories, the beliefs, and all that stuff that come and mess up your productivity. So no matter how good you are at bringing your inbox zero, it's always going to creep back up, right? And that's not going to get you to your goal. So productivity doesn't mean seeing results. Being productive doesn't mean that you're seeing results. You could have a list of things and you're able to do all of them. Mm-hmm. But if they're not the right things, and a lot of times, typically, they're not the right things because we don't know better or because we're afraid of doing the right things. Right. And you can be very productive at doing the wrong things and you won't see the results that you're looking for. So that piece is stuff that I started to work on, but it was really more on my own, in my own journey of figuring stuff out, figuring life out.
That totally makes sense. Productivity is not a result. It's not just whatever you're working on, but working on the right thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I know you got to go. Do you have any projects coming up in the near future that you want to share about?
Oh my God, so many things. But one of the key things I would say, yeah, so many things happening. I can't wait for vacation. Vacation is where your brain kind of calms down and you can bring things to life. But I would say, connect with me on Instagram here. Just you can just follow me here on Facebook. I'm always doing things, whether it's the incubator, I'm talking mindset, I'm talking business growth, I'm connecting with amazing people like you. So if you feel like you want to just connect at a different level and talk and learn more about whether it's business mindset or anything that we talked about here, just connect with me here on Instagram and we'll talk.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Kyrie. Gotta go. So it was great having you. I can't wait to have you again. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. So everyone, I hope you enjoyed this 30 minutes of conversation, powerful conversation with Kyrie. As you have heard, she's an expert when it comes to mindset, time bending, productivity. So definitely follow her. As for me, I know I did not really introduce myself at the beginning. My name is Sarah Sheikh. I'm the engineered entrepreneur. I came from engineering background to entrepreneurship, and I love what I'm doing. And I made that switch because I wanted to have that time flexibility. I wanted to control what I do, right? I don't want to be told what time to go to work, you know, what to do and when to leave, but I wanted to have complete control of my life, my schedule, and my finances, right? I don't want to be capped. So I started my entrepreneurial journey about 9 years ago when I started my clothing brand. And when COVID hit, I pivoted into coaching. So for the past 2 years, I've been coaching amazing, amazing ladies. And it doesn't mean we don't take men, but we've just been working with women. And right now I'm actually hosting a 3-day workshop. So if you guys want to join us, it's actually free. And we've got the link in the bio. So just come on over and join us. And definitely follow Kairi. And as you know, if you're not following us, you know, go ahead and follow me. And if you would like to have a conversation about what we just talked about a minute ago, just send me a DM. I'd love to chat with you. But thank you so much. It's been great being here. And thank you so much for everyone who joined us. Have an awesome day. Thank you so much for joining us today. Connect with us on Instagram or join our Facebook group. Links for our Instagram and Facebook group will be in the show notes. Join us for another episode next week. Until then, keep rocking your purpose.